Salama, thank you and welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. Our week of Folk Fest live music on the show continues, and today we are overjoyed to welcome into the studio 2026 guest artist Willie Carlisle, along with his trio mates Sam and Beth, to share a little music before they hit the main stage tonight at Centennial Hall at 8 p.m. And we also have with us fiddler Hannah Reed, along with her trio mates Peter and Garen. Hannah is born and raised in Scotland, but now makes her home up north in Anchorage. Her new album releases tomorrow, April 10th, wherever you listen to music. And they'll be on the main stage tomorrow night at Centennial Hall. That's coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon from your community-supported public media station, KTOO. You can also catch us on our live stream on KTOO's YouTube and Facebook pages. Special programming note, join us in a live studio audience Juno Afternoon tomorrow, Friday, April 10th. The show is going to feature guest dance band of the folk festival, the Red Hots. So bring your dancing shoes, arrive by 2:45 in the studio downstairs here at KTOO tomorrow, Friday, April 10th. And there's a special sneak cold open guest. We're going to have so much fun with that. You got to tune in. And everything Folk Fest main stage schedule-wise, visit akfolkfest.org. And for all the additional vibes going on this week, all the things going on around town, check out the KXLO Nightlife Guide on the homepage at ktoo.org. Willie Carlisle's up next here on Juno Afternoon. We'll be right back.
Hanson Gress. Ka eat with the shoe ye, we kashuk a ye tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta kanakaya ha anikak gunish cheese.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial cooperative offering checking and savings accounts, loans, and digital financial services. In Juno at 8585 Old Dairy Road in the K Plaza and at tongassfcu.com, federally insured by NCUA. This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. And now, live from the red carpet stage here in Studio 2K, 2026 Alaska Folk Festival guest artist, Willie Carlisle.
Let's go to Critter Man. One, two.
Could have been a businessman. I was too hot-headed, and I never had the money. That kind of got arrested. My sweet old folks thought I'd make a pretty decent one of those. I still live the kind of life where people judge you on your clothes. Now it's 40 miles of back road on all-terrain tires. That little blue hymnal sitting open all the while, singing songs to a god I have met but do not know, making wagers on the critters we see crossing the roads. Yeah, the sparrow on the wing taught me to find you, and the possum knows her own mind more than I do. I'm here for all the love that I can stand. In the decade of our loving, we've grown to not so young. I've come to know the seasons by the lashing of your tongue. But the propane gently sputters, there's spring water in our tap. Why can't we feel the peace of this sweet dog upon our laps? Yeah, the granny witch and herbalist got remedies for us. It's a tincture and a prayer poured down the holler of our guts. On the homestead in the pine beds, we've grown our holy power, laying bare like critters there, hour by love and hour. Yeah, the sparrow on the wing taught me to sing for you, and the possum keeps her young closer than I do. I'm here for all the grief that I can't stand. Take me to Critterland. get along, darling. It feels so right. Cause why have a God if no one is saved? I think love is a burden that ain't brave. I'll live and die forever there, or right there in that divide. Cause it's hard to say what I have learned from all these hills and hymns. We're dying, we're singing, I love you and we've sinned. And when marauders come, cause the apocalypse is nigh, I want my rifle on my shoulder, my lover by my side. I wanna be the kind of man that might stand his ground and die. Take my fiddle, take my good hat, I'll go out in style. Gonna do it for my family, not for glory, not for God. In a war that's raging between the haves and the have-nots. Sparrow on the wing taught me to fight for you, and the possum keeps your teeth sharper than I do. You ought to bury me where I make my last stand, at the Battle of Critterland. At the Battle of Critterland.
That is Willie Carlisle and his friends. We'll get them introduced here in just a second. Come on over, have a seat at these microphones over here while we talk a little bit about what's going on. So Willie Carlisle is the 2026 Alaska Folk Festival guest artist. He will be on the main stage tonight at 8 p.m. for a 45-minute set, and then I believe most of y'all are probably going to be teaching workshops this weekend, and then you'll also close out the Folk Festival on Sunday night, and with a longer set on Sunday night. So it's just awesome to have you here. Gunnath Cheesh, so much for you being here. Wasi, how are you today, Willie?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be in Juneau. It's one of my favorite places in the world. It's only my second time here. But the first time I was here, that information was very confirmed. So.
Absolutely. Would you introduce your trio for us?
Yeah. I have Beth Chrisman, who is a Alaskan and also a native of Texas currently.
Yeah.
Head maven of the honky tonk scene in Austin, HBIC in general. and on the other side, Sam Armstrong Zickafoos, who is a triple threat, quadruple threat, knows and plays banjo, mandolin, guitar, and plays with my emotions as well.
Yeah, I see a banjo over there that maybe he's going to play a little bit later on the next tune that we hear. Well, it's so great to have you here. And Beth, could you lift that mic up just a little bit?
I think it's
being a little weird.
There we go.
Yeah. You told me before we started you're from Fairbanks.
Yeah, I grew up in Fairbanks.
Oh,
and my
wow.
family's still there.
Your family's still there?
Yep.
Okay, so what got you, tell me how your path got you down to Austin.
I followed some musician friends of mine down there and went down for a visit in 2006. And I was supposed to stay for 5 weeks, and January was 20 years.
Wow.
Since I've been down there.
That's amazing. Do you come back often?
I come back every year.
Yeah, you come back every
year. I try to come to Folk Fest every year.
Yeah.
Now that I'm not quite as broke as I used to be. A little easier to make the journey up here.
Yeah, it's kind of a long trek. It can be from Texas, for sure.
It's always worth the extra credit card bills.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you are playing a fiddle.
Yep.
Or a violin. I guess in folk world, it's a fiddle,
yep.
Right? Is that how we say it? Yeah. How long have you been playing that instrument?
I started when I was 9.
9?
Yep.
How did you get started in the fiddle? Was it your parents? Was it your choice?
It was my choice. I started out on violin. We lived around Virginia at that time, and I saw the National Symphony at the Kennedy Center.
Oh.
And I saw the violins, and I became obsessed.
Interesting.
I think I read a lot of Little House on the Prairie and Pa and played fiddle, and that kind of got in my brain.
Got in your brain. And so, and where did your, like, bluegrassy folk fest sort of interest come from?
Came from Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, yeah.
Bands like Five Buck Fiddle in Clark County and just all the local folks up there. Carl Hoffman was a great inspiration.
Yeah.
Lots of good folks up there playing good hardcore bluegrass and old time.
Wow.
Got me the bug.
Got
and then I stopped playing classical.
And then you stop. You just stop playing. When was the last time you played classical?
Probably a few weeks ago. I'd brush up on it every now and then.
Once in a while, yeah. And how long have you been playing with this guy, Willie Carlisle?
I think about 6 years, 5 years.
Something
I
like
can't remember
that.
If it was just before COVID or right after COVID.
It was just before, I think 2019. It was that same year that was the last time I came to Juno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was out of luck doing some gigs in Texas, and Beth set me up with some great gigs, and we played just the two of us.
Awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. And then, Sam, tell me a little bit about your journey. Where are you located?
I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. And how did you get to Denver?
I grew up in Colorado Springs. Okay. And then I went to school in Santa Fe. I'm just working my way up and down I-25.
And you play guitar. It looks like you play banjo. Are those the instruments that you primarily deal with?
I play mandolin now these days, too, a bit.
But, mandolin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to get together with our buddy Andrew Heist, our local here, who he loves to play the mandolin. And yeah, Beth knows who Andrew is.
I'll introduce you.
He's a fantastic mandolin player. And because we have some amazing musicians. This is your first time to Juno, Sam.
It is, yeah.
So this is like your virgin folk fest.
Yeah, I'm not leaving. I've decided already.
It's pretty nice here, especially as the snow's starting to melt and we're getting a little more spring coming in. It's always a great thing. Folk fest comes right at the right time. It's like end of winter before tourism season begins. Mm. It's like the last party for all of us locals before we, you know, get inundated with the wonderful tourists that we welcome to our city every summer, the 1.7 million people that drop on through. Yeah. So it's pretty great. And how long have you been here so far, Sam?
I got here a little early. I got here on Tuesday so that I could go birding.
Oh, you went birding. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. And I stumbled into a Reed and Caleb house show, which was awesome.
Okay.
And Elise Levy, who's incredible.
Nice. Okay, so you've been catching some music already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. And how long have you been playing with this guy, Willie Carlisle?
Just last year. It was the first time. We did a big old tour in the fall. I opened for Willie a long time ago in like 2021 or 2 or something.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. That's cool. And how did you get started on the guitars and the banjos? Where did that begin for you?
My uncles all play music. My mom's one of 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So there were substitute bass players mostly and a couple guitar players, but they all play bluegrass. But luckily, they're shy enough. They didn't traumatize me too much family band style.
And you started in sort of the blues folksy kind of area and just been there, or have you done some other kinds of music?
I've been hopping around. I started kind of in bluegrass. My uncle plays banjo, and then I've done a lot of world music. I've been lucky to go to Turkey and Bulgaria.
Oh wow!
And India, and I like sad boy music also.
Okay. Sad boy music is good. We had Big Sissy on the other day, the sad girl music. So we got to have the sad boy music too, right? That's so fun. And what's the blues folksy scene like down in Denver? What is it like?
It's great. There's a ton of really great bands right now. Especially like for bluegrass, we've got people like Hot Rise and Leftover Salmon and Yonder Mountain String Band. Lots of kind of jammier stuff. But yeah, a ton of great players.
Now, what I notice about Folkfest bands and players who are in bands is that y'all are in like multiple bands. So like how many bands are you in, Sam?
Oh, dear. I never know how to answer this question.
More than a handful?
Yeah. None of them are like, I'm like a floater.
Okay.
Yeah. None of them are like super busy all year round, which is kind of nice. Keeps me on my toes.
Is it sort of like it's a real gig economy? Like it's like when a gig comes up and they're like, hey, we got to get Sam. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, it depends. And usually when I'm around Denver for a longer time, I put the bat signal up. I'm like, if anyone needs goofy banjo or something.
Right, I'm in town. Okay, that's so cool. Okay, and Willie, you, like you mentioned, you had been here in 2019, I think it was.
Yeah.
That was your first time here to Juno?
Yeah, I spent maybe a week and a half, and one of the now board members of the folk festival, Annie Bartholomew, showed me around.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I made a bunch of friends. And I was living in my car at the time, and I was on tour with Ken Waldman, Alaska's fiddling poet and peripatetic folk scholar. And I had no place in particular to be, and Folkfest was a great place to have no place in particular to be. And it actually, if there was any doubt in my mind I was going to be able to travel and play music for a living, it was like laid to rest at that moment, because it was like I was at my wit's end, bored in the van, driving coast to coast, playing in bars and coffee shops and nursing homes and stuff like that. And then I got to have a pretty amazing experience that felt a little bit like a capstone of some of that, I don't know, grinding effort that some of this can be. So, yeah, it came at the right time for me for sure. And then COVID came and we all got a great big rest.
Yeah, we got to hibernate for a while like the bears here in Alaska. And then, so what's life been like for you since 2019? What have you been up to? I know you had an album last year, Winged Victory, that came out in July.
Put out three records. There's a fourth one on the way. Have toured a whole lot, pretty much tirelessly. We've tried to do at least 100 gigs a year.
Wow.
Have kind of been really fortunate to build what feels like an honest audience. I've maybe gone viral once, kind of. And so it feels like we're not like beating up the attention economy. I think we're actually putting on a good show and maybe writing some good songs that people connect with, because people keep showing up to shows and the songs keep moving people. So I'm not exactly convinced, or I have no clue why it works. I'm just so grateful that it does and brings me places like here.
Well, that song you played, what was that song called?
Critterland.
That was so moving. Like I cry a lot. I get moved a lot. And that song was really, I mean, it's just, there's something about those instruments playing together, your voice, it really just sort of warms the heart. It's feel good, you know? And even if you're singing about something that maybe isn't so happy, but in that world, like the folk music, it just sort of does something to the soul, which is just kind of amazing. Where are you based now, Willie?
I'm living in Kansas City. I got there about a year ago, but I'm on tour 8 or 9 months of the year, so it feels like I just got there.
You just got there. And what's the scene like in Kansas City? Is it pretty good?
You know, it seems to be great.
When you're there?
Yeah, it seems to be great. Yeah. I'd like to get more involved with it. I'm lucky to have a toe in a lot of different scenes, and I think something that's really encouraging about roots music, like original music, non-AI, non-Capitol Records or Sony. Call me if you want Capitol Records, Sony. I don't mean it that way. But also, because in every town that I have a toe in, there's something really cool going on. I think there's a secret brewing thing that will be a hell of a distillation.
I see. That's really cool. And when did it start for you? When did this journey of blues and root music begin for you?
I wanted to play folk music when I was 17 or 18, and it was like I heard the call, and it was what I knew I wanted to do. I was writing poetry at the time and playing music and sort of setting poems to music and so on, and I went to school for all that stuff and probably ought to not have done it, I think, in retrospect, just because I already had my calling in order, but I kind of always known that I wanted to do this ever since I was a young man.
So did you say you went to school for like music theory and things like that?
No, for poetry.
Oh, for poetry. Yeah. Oh,
just
okay.
For writing.
And oh, just for writing. Okay.
Well, so I wanted to be a poet because I understood my favorite folk artists to be vernacular poets.
Yeah.
And then I kind of realized while I was there that I can just do this. You can actually just travel from place to place with an instrument and share. And that my problem with like academia, page poetry, etc., is usually that those guys don't spend enough time trying to get the message out, because it's a good message, and I want folks to hear it.
Yeah. So when you are writing a song, are you – I'm just always curious about how musicians create the music, like whether it's like, does the melody come to you? Do the lyrics come to you? It sounds like maybe – do you start with the writing first?
Yeah, and the rest has to come pretty quick, or I know I don't have a very good idea.
Ah, interesting.
It's like if the rest doesn't come along, I have a clear – yeah, I would say I'm actually pretty bad at melody and rely a lot on my instrument to tell me what to do.
Interesting.
And that is and I'm probably – I'm always trying to be the worst musician in the room, if that makes sense. That means you're in a good jam session.
Right.
If you're the worst one there. And so usually it's words – and then ideas about melody float for a long time. Sometimes I cook on a song for a year or 2 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes five or six.
They're lying dormant. They're in a notebook somewhere. Yeah.
I'm sure I've lost a lot.
Yeah. Do you write with people, or is it, or do you write in all your stuff on your own?
I love to collaborate. I like to write with people. I also like to tell people to go away.
Yeah.
So I like to write with people as an exercise with no – but it's just a game. If it's not a game, I actually have trouble if there's any stakes. If somebody's like, we need to write a good song today, it's like, that's not how you catch.
Mm.
You don't catch a tiger by approaching it from the front, you know,
yeah.
Sneak up on it.
Yeah, when it's like, oh, we have to make an album, right? We have to make this album. It has to be great.
Oh, you're terrifying me right now.
That just makes it the worst, right?
It does.
Yeah, deadlines and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
You don't want any of
that today.
There's no deadlines here. The only deadline you have today is 8 o'clock tonight. You have a date on the main stage for the Alaska Folk Festival, the 2026 guest artist. And what can we expect tonight, a 45-minute jam session?
Oh, you know, not at all. But we will do – there will be a little bit of secret dancing. There may or may not be a varmint visitor that is not native to Alaska may make an appearance. That remains to be seen. We're working things out with their agent.
I see.
I think there's going to be a few things that folks don't expect, but also we're going to do some classic singer-songwriter fare and some kind of make some classic grass and folk sounds as well.
And then I teased workshops. Are you all doing workshops this weekend? Let's cover those, because I know that's important. They're free. By the way, this whole festival is free. There's no charge to go see Willie Carlisle tonight or any time during the Folk Fest on the main stage. And the workshops that are happening on Saturday and Sunday are also no charge. So it's an amazing thing that Juno puts together. And this is the 51st year. It's just unbelievable. So let's go down the line. Sam, tell me a little bit about workshops you might be involved in.
Willie and I are teaching a banjo for songwriters class.
Okay.
We both write songs. And I'm a big John Hartford nerd. And he's got a really peculiar way of accompanying himself on banjo.
Mm.
So I think we're just going to take a bunch of songs that we both know and be like, here's some ways you can come at it on the banjo.
I love that. When is that workshop? Is that on Saturday or Sunday? Do you know?
That's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Thanks, Beth. Beth, what, are you teaching a workshop this weekend?
I am on Saturday afternoon, I think at noon, on fiddle tone and technique. I come at my fiddle approach from a classical background, so
yeah,
I'm going to teach some classical technique just to get really good tone. That's my favorite thing about fiddle.
I think that's really cool because, like, I was an actor for a long time. I'm sort of retired from that, but I went to grad school only because I wanted the training and, like, I went to a classical, like Shakespeare and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't want to do that stuff. But I thought of it as a bass was like a really good thing. So it feels like is classical music like a really good bass for what y'all do?
I think it's a good bass for fiddle just because it can be such a squeaky. Some people love the squeaky old-timey 1920s recordings. But I like with a little bit more sweet tone.
I see.
And so I'll teach you how to get a nice sweet tone on your fiddle.
Yeah, so when the kids are taking fiddle class, violin class, know that it doesn't have to be classical all the time, that eventually you'll get to, good stuff too, like the folk stuff. Classical's great, but you know what I mean.
The fun stuff.
Yeah. And Willie, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Well, for one, I will be at both of these workshops because I need to learn these things.
Yes, we're always learning.
And I'm going to let Sam be in the front seat on the banjo one. and take notes. And I will also be doing the one I'm most excited about is I'm calling it Talking Blues, a Provocation. I'm going to share some of my favorite Talking Blues numbers from other artists and play a few Talking Blues songs of my own and try to kind of encourage songwriters that may not write Talking Blues songs to like give one a whack.
Oh, wow.
And see what they think. I'm also calling a square dance. I'm calling it a square dance workshop because we're going to have everybody show up and see what they want to learn or if they want to learn. If they don't want to learn, you can just come and boogie. But my hope is to teach some people to do a little bit of calling and maybe make people a little more comfortable with some figures that are odd in square dancing.
So I love it. Okay, and the whole schedule for the workshops is at akfolkfest.org. You can check out all those times. Will you honor us with a song, one more tune on the way out today? That would be awesome. Again, Willie Carlisle is the 2026 guest artist here at the Folk Festival. He will be on the main stage with Sam and Beth tonight at 8 p.m. They'll be teaching workshops this weekend, and then they will also be closing out the festival on Sunday night, I believe at 9 o'clock on Sunday night will be the final, and that's a longer version of the concert. And, of course, you can tune in to all this stuff on KRNN, our sister station, or you can go to kto.org/folkfest and watch the live stream if you can't make it down to the hall. But with this music, I think you want to be down in the hall. So one more time from the red carpet stage, Willie Carlisle.
Go ahead.
About there?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
My job, making minimum wage, look fairly well twice and act half my age. I'm looking for somewhere that can handle the rage of a young man on the run. With rarely paid taxes and shitty insurance and a glove box full of summons and warrants and a finely tuned wish things were the warrants, you could say I was looking for fun. So I bought an 01 red Dodge Ram, I bought 2 pints of whiskey and a 30 of hams. Now I'm doing it in bottles, doing it in cans. But you can't call me a homeless, friends, I live in a van. They call it van life. I've been told this, it's a fine line. I've been sold this, it's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll it up, let's blow this. Well, the 7-Eleven is a sure bellyache. I subsist on a mere wake and bake. Talladega to Chicago's Lake, up here yodeling country queer old. All the girls from Chickamauga to pass a Makati speak enviously of my van's rusty body, and this old thing might just be a Bugatti the way we get it from 60 to 0. Now I'm 60 miles of Fargo on a northern track. I'm burning that rubber, no looking back. Pushing that thing like a maniac. I get tipped out like a stripper. No judgment in singles and crack. Ooh, I wish somebody would fund Amtrak. Instead, it's the van life. I've been told this. It's a fine life. I've been sold this. It's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll it up. Let's blow this. Show me how to say it. Seattle's tent cities. All in all, life's pretty pretty from the Starship Enterprise. Still a guy with a house and a big old lawn thinks his block's too good for me to park on. Bangs on my door with a letter that tells about 1,000 ways he can make my life hell. And he's worse than the guy who put a brick through my glass, robbed me blind, siphoned my gas. At least you know that old boy needed it bad. I wish that old boy well. In the meantime, a cop is banging on my door, telling me I can't park here no more. What do you do, friends? What do you say? Yeah, I gotta rev up the engine and drive away. You chalk it up to the van life. I've been told this, it's a fine line. I've been sold this, it's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll it up, let's blow this. sexy kind of lifestyle for certain folks. You got fractal highways, friends like smoke, it all goes up. You end up alone, it's like the internet is your real home. Call of the wild, the call of the road, the endless search for a clean commode. I'm a trucker of emotional payloads on a five-string guitar. I'm a public park patron, I'm a library sleuth. I'm a Thor grifter of western suits. I'm ringing out three chords in the truth like a wash rag on a bar. Now every time I'm feeling down on my luck, think I might trade it in for a couple of bucks, I hear some guy like Elon Musk talk about how we're all gonna get cyber trucks. I thank God life must be easy when you're one of these dang billionaire gentlemen. And I'm pretty sure that I prefer the van life. I've been told this, it's a fine line. I've been sold this, it's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll it up, let's smoke her down. It's big rig, new town, same old night, the whole world over, whole world over. Sitting sad, wondering why meritocracy's a lie. Oh, let's roll it up, let's blow
Carlisle on Juno Afternoon. You can go to willycarlisle.com for all the information and more. And check him out on the main stage tonight, Thursday night at 8 p.m. and Sunday night at 9 p.m. at the Alaska Folk Festival, akfolkfest.org. Gonna Cheese for being here. Thank you so much, y'all.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, really appreciate it. Okay, not only is Folk Fest happening this week, but the 2026 traditional games begin in the capital city tomorrow. Around 200 participants from around the state and at least three other countries will compete through Sunday at Juno Douglas High School, Yida'akathle. It's a free event. It's co-hosted by the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, with an opening ceremony featuring a parade of the athletes this Saturday at 12:30. KTO's Mike Lane spoke with the coach, competitor, and co-founder, Kyle Wuerl, to learn about the importance of the games and what's new this year. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
What exactly are the games?
So the event has a collection of indigenous games, and they're mostly from the north, the Arctic. So you have the high kicks at our traditional Inupiaq or Inuit games. We have stick pulls from the interior Diné people. But this year, we've kind of broadened the perspective of traditional games, and we are also including some traditional games in the form of workshops from our guests from New Zealand and Mexico. And then we have some canoeing activity as well, which is canoeing is one of our traditional forms of games here in Southeast as well.
How many events are there in total?
There are 12 competitive events where you can medal in.
12.
They hold cultural significance. The seal hop is a game that is based on a hunting technique that was used in the Arctic to sneak up to seals laying out on the ice floe. And back when harpoons were used, you had to be able to get in range to hand throw that harpoon. And simply walking up to the seal wouldn't work. You'd scare it off. It would jump back in the ocean. So the hunters developed a technique to hop like a seal, to sneak up to the seal. And that's what this game is based on. You're in a push-up position on your hands and toes, and you have to hop for the greatest distance. And the furthest distance places in the game. And it's a game of both endurance and also pain tolerance. You'll see the athletes, they'll sometimes break skin as they hop on their knuckles. And it depends on the age groups. High schoolers, boys, they hop on their first knuckles. But the adults that compete have to hop on a closed fist. So we'll see some pretty battered hands with broken skin as they go along the gym floor.
You've got people coming from all over the world to compete and also put on some workshops.
Yeah, so this event has grown every year, and we always say, what can we do next year to bring it to the next level? And we wanted to bring a more international perspective to the games, because we know there's traditional games from all across the world. So we have teams from New Zealand and Mexico. Even Labrador in far eastern Canada is coming. It's very much a sporting event, but it's also a cultural exchange. And that's a really important aspect of this, is our sports are connected to our culture, and we want to make this an opportunity to learn from each other and learn about the variety of Indigenous games. So on Friday, we'll have workshops with our Maori guests and our Mexican athletes. I know the Mexican workshop is an Aztec hit ball game where they have a, I think it's like a 10-pound rubber ball that you hit with your hips. And it's been highlighted in like movies like El Dorado and such. That's where I first heard of it. But it's pretty cool to think that after all these years, we're having these international guests come to our event, that it's really grown into something pretty amazing. So we're pretty excited.
Who participates? I mean, is there an age range?
The minimum age is 11, and we have three age categories. We have middle school, which is 6th, 7th, and 8th, high school, 9th through 12th, and then we have an open adult category.
So 11 years old is the youngest, and what's the oldest?
Because we have an adult division, some of the coaches of these high school teams also sign up. I'm not sure who the oldest is, but I'm sure there's going to be a few people in their 40s, maybe older.
So there's no ceiling to...
Yeah, no upper age limit. You're never too old to do the games. I always say there's a game for everyone. They're not all about jumping and kicking, which may get harder with age. We have games like the Dene Stick Pull, which is a technique-based game, and it's based on grabbing a salmon out of the water. So it's more about balance and technique. We have archery, too. There's a lot of skill to it, but it's not something that's going to hurt your leg.
And there's artwork.
Yeah, so we're really lucky that Corinne James agreed to design our 2026 shirts, and she did a form line design of Nalakatuk, which is the blanket toss from the Inupiaq people. And she did her interpretation and form line. It's a really beautiful design. It's going to be on all of our shirts. We have a pin made of it. So we've been really lucky to get really amazing Southeast Tlingit Haida Tsimshian artists to provide us art each year.
Kyle, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was KTO's Mike Lane talking to Kyle Worrell about the traditional games, which begin tomorrow here in Juneau. This is Juneau Afternoon on KTOO.
Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juneau with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juneau. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Emil Mackey at Country Financial, offering insurance for home, auto, and business, and life insurance to protect your family in case of death. Located in the Juneau Nugget Mall. More information can be found online or by calling 907-500-7017. You're listening to community-supported Juneau Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juneau, 91.7 Juneau Auk Bay, and online at kto.org. You can also catch our live stream on YouTube and Facebook. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. The music continues right now with Hannah Reed, along with Peter Hamry and Garen Volper, here in Studio 2K. Hannah's new album, The Fungi Sessions, Volume 2, drops tomorrow. Live from the red carpet stage, Hannah Reed!
Come with me to the old churchyard. I so well know those paths neath the soft green sward. Friends in there that they want to regard, they will trace out their names in the old churchyard. Depart to breathe kind words to a broken charts. Where I rest neath yonder tree, oh, why would you weep, my friends, for me? I'm so weary, so worn, why would you retard the peace that I seek in the old churchyard?
So good. I think I'm in love. Oh my God. Your voice is amazing. Slanjivas. Yeah. Have a seat there. Yeah. Have a seat. Have a seat. Hannah Reed, thank you so much. Gunath Cheesh, how you good? Thank you so much for being here today. It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It's a treat to be here.
So, I have to get your story because your name is Hannah. You're from Scotland. You were born and raised in Scotland, and then you ended up in New York, and now you live in Anchorage.
Yes.
So tell me how that journey happens.
Well, I was brought up in Scotland between Edinburgh and a wee island off the west coast called the Isle of Egg, which actually is not too dissimilar from this part of the world.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the coastline up there on the west coast of Scotland is... we were just walking over here, and it reminds me of some of those fishing villages on the west coast of Scotland. You know,
does. Well, you know, I think, like, I looked at it one time, and I think the longitude is, like, right on the same area, sort of like London-ish.
So, right.
Like, we're very similar in terms of, like, that part of, you know...
Yeah, well... Yeah. Very similar weather right now. And I was there and then I moved to Boston to go and study fiddle.
Okay.
I grew up playing traditional Scottish music and I wanted to learn old time Appalachian and bluegrass and just American fiddle styles.
Okay.
So moved to Boston. I studied at Berklee College of Music for, did my degree there. And then I moved down to New York and then I was based there for about 10 years.
Wow.
Working, playing with a bunch of different musicians.
Yeah.
As a sideman and also do our side woman and also doing my solo projects and all sorts of different things.
Wow.
And then moved back home for a very short stint and just before that I'd met my Alaskan husband who's actually on bass, Garrett Volper.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Over the next few years, we moved to California for a little bit, and then we moved up to Anchorage last September.
And what brought you to Alaska? I'm just curious.
This guy grew up there.
Okay.
He grew up in Anchorage, as did Peter Hammer, who's playing guitar.
Okay.
And so Peter and I actually went to college together in Boston.
So
and these guys have both grew up together in Anchorage. So it's this really nice group.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm loving living in Alaska. It's been an amazing shift.
So tell me about, like, when you started working in, you said, like, traditional Scottish music. How is that different from, like, the old-time music that you then went to study?
Well, you know, the same, similar, and for many the same roots, right? Like, the music started over there in Scotland and Ireland with Celtic traditional music. And then when it came over to the US, the big difference is, well, it's stylistic. The bowing is the big, is a big thing. And the way that you, where you have the lilt in the tune, say for Scottish music, you'll be like, it's quite like, it's all like on the one and quite, yeah, it's quite,
Marchy.
There's there's a march emphasis. There's reels. There's jigs. There's all of that. But it's very much centered around the one.
Okay.
If we're in four, it's like one, two, three, four, one. It's all quite straight.
Okay.
Whereas you come over to America, especially with old time, and it's like, they call, you know, you'll have crooked tunes where you skip a beat here, you skip a beat there. Often the tunes have the same name. There's a tune called "The Flowers of Edinburgh," which I grew up playing in Scotland, and it's a very straight tune. And then in America, it's like, it skips beats. It's a completely, it has the same origins. You'll hear similar hooks within the tune, but it goes off into other places with more drones. Like, it's a cleaner sound, I would say, with trad music. And with going, like, back, like, more trad. Now there's, like, a lot more contemporary traditional music around and about. But, yeah.
Do you find that you, have you had the inclination at all to, like, I don't know, like, marry the two in some way? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, I feel, I mean, you can decide, but that's what I do now. I think this new record, actually, so the Fungi Sessions, which you were talking about, this is the one that's coming out tomorrow. It's a sequel to number one, and I think that music, I composed the suite of music which was inspired by the world of fungi. My late father, who died 6 years ago, he was a prominent mycologist. He was world-renowned.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was commissioned to write some music
As
a tribute to my dad and his work, and then it became my new thing, and it's been so wonderful to pay tribute to his legacy as a scientist through my fiddle music, and I feel like the music that I've written on these two albums together very much marry the world of traditional music, Scottish, and music from across the British Isles, because I play a lot of stuff from over there and some Scandinavian stuff as well,
okay,
with old time.
Okay.
And I think at least this is what I try. When I'm writing, I'm not consciously going, okay, so what's the Scottish bit in this? What's the older bit? It just kind of, I've lived here now for almost 20 years. And so I feel like that's half of my life.
Right.
And it's just kind of what
because
comes out.
Because you have the trad, the traditional in you, because that's how you grew up,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then sort of you're learning all these other things. So it seems natural that it would just kind of become a newer, a different kind of marriage of those two things together. And that becomes, like, unique to you.
Right, totally.
Now, I was listening to, there's one single from the new album that I listened to on Bandcamp earlier this week. And that one you can go to and listen on Bandcamp. You can find Hannah Reed over there on Bandcamp. It's Reed, like, as in a book, R-E-A-D. And the whole album, Fungi Volume 2, comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
How cool
at midnight.
Is that? That you're going to, it's midnight tonight, basically.
Yeah, and we're going to celebrate tomorrow night on the main stage. We're going to do a set at 8:45 p.m.
8:45, you're on the main stage tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. It's a treat to get to celebrate the release here in Juneau.
Did you plan that?
I did. When I was figuring out the release date, I was like, let's do this. Let's release this at Folk Fest. That feels right.
Seems perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. That we had a local, Taylor Dallas Vidic, who dropped her album.
Oh, yeah.
Is soon dropping an album, really, around Folk Fest.
She's so
great. She had a whole concert last weekend. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's so good to have that music coincide with, like, your appearance here. Now, have you all been down to Folk Fest before?
This is my third time. These guys grew up coming here. How many times have you guys been, do you think?
Uncountable.
20, I guess.
20.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Both their families have, yeah, it's a big part of the...
Big part of the tradition.
Both the Vulpar and the Hamry groups.
I love that. So tomorrow during your set, 8:45 on the main stage, is it going to be all songs from the new album pretty much?
No, we'll do a mixture. We'll do some... So the new album is all instrumental.
Okay.
So we'll do... we'll do an instrumental component and we'll do some singers as well.
And some singers. And I think on Bandcamp and probably on all the streaming services, you have multiple albums.
Yeah.
So obviously you have Fungi Volume 1, mm-hmm. right? And then there's some other albums that you've done over the years as well.
Yeah, there's a duo. I have a duo with a great clawhammer banjo player in Scotland called Michael Starkey. So that's Hannah Reid and Michael Starkey. And the album is called Cross the Rolling Water.
Yeah.
And that's, straight up fiddle, banjo, old time.
So here's my, we'll get to more music here before the show ends. So when you are, because you're sort of like pretty renowned as a fiddle player and stuff, and you work with people, I was reading your bio, you work with people all around. So are you traveling to still work with people, mm-hmm. or how do you get your album made? Are you making it up in Anchorage and some of the studios up there, and are you traveling? What are you doing?
Yeah, so as far as making the record, I did a number one was recorded in Scotland in this really lovely little studio down in the Scottish Borders, and I wanted to kind of try and emulate the similar tones and acoustics, so actually recorded in that same room for number two.
Oh, wow.
And then there was a few other guests I had come and play on the album, and they there was various people. There's pedal steel player Rich Hinman, who's in Massachusetts. He overdubbed from there, and someone, Nat Smith, great cellist from Nashville, and Ben Flocks in LA. So I had these three, and it was just magic the way that they all kind of worked together. It was beautiful. They'd never played together.
Oh, wow.
So that was awesome. But so we did that over there. I play fiddle with a bunch of different bands, and it's been really awesome to have Anchorage as my base now. It's, it's chill, and we've got an amazing community there. So many amazing musicians and just wonderful people and family, and it's wonderful.
Well, one of the great things about Anchorage is you can get pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes from the airport.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, I actually work in LA a lot. I do a lot of session work with various... I've actually, in the last couple of years, been working with a couple of different indie rock, like bigger bands, which has been really fun. It's been fun to do that. There's a musician called Julian Baker who plays in the trio Boy Genius.
Okay.
And we've been working a lot together, and we will continue to do so moving forward, and various other projects in that kind of sphere, which has been really fun to do that alongside this stuff.
Yeah.
I really, moving forward, like as a musician, I feel there's a big, it's like really important to me to do lots of different things and keep it really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can follow Hannah on her website, hannahreid.com. I'm sure you're probably on socials as well.
Yeah, Instagram is Han Reid, H-A-N-R-E-A-D.
Okay, Han Reid. And what was that first song called?
That's The Old Churchyard. It's an old
churchyard.
It's an old folk song.
And what are we going to hear now?
We're now going to hear a little medley of a couple of tunes.
Okay.
The first is Pinellas Dancer, which is from the first Fungi record.
Okay.
This is a kind of... It's inspired by bioluminescent mushrooms.
Ooh, okay.
And the second is from the new album, and it's called Haifa Dance.
Awesome. Okay. So. You can catch Hannah Reid tomorrow on the main stage playing all these wonderful tunes at 8:45. You can go to hannahreid.com to follow her journey or find her at Han Reid on Instagram. Once again, from the red carpet stage, closing out the show today here on Juno Afternoon, Hannah Reid.
Thank you, Boston.
Thank you.
Hannah Reed on Juno Afternoon. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. HannahReed.com. This is Juno Afternoon. Catch us tomorrow with the Red Hots downstairs. Be there by 2:45. Gun the Cheese. Happy Folk Fest!